What if the more we try to scare people into action, the more we push them away? Existential risk communicators rely on fear to motivate change, but research reveals a counterproductive pattern. High-threat messages trigger avoidance, not action. But the answer isn't more fear, it's something else entirely. Do fear appeals actually change behavior in the long run? The research is consistent. High-threat messages increase psychological reactance. People push back rather than engage. When a message makes someone feel that their autonomy is under pressure, the instinct is to reassert control, often by rejecting the message entirely. The stronger the fear appeal, the more pronounced this effect tends to be, particularly for people who already feel low agency over the outcome. What happens when short-form existential risk content spreads through social feeds? Doom-scrolling research shows habitual exposure to negative news fuels anxiety, distrust, and despair, none of which reliably translate into action. Short disaster clips also get distorted as they spread, amplifying perceived risk inaccurately. The engagement metrics look good. The belief revision they produce is shallow and often counterproductive. People learn to feel scared without learning what to do with that feeling. What does the research on fear communication say about the missing ingredient? The extended parallel process model is one of the most replicated frameworks in health communication. It predicts that when people receive a high-threat message, they take one of two paths. If they feel capable of doing something effective about the threat, high efficacy, they engage in danger control, actual behavior change. If they feel incapable, low efficacy, they engage in fear control, avoidance, denial, dismissal. Most AI risk content maximizes threat. Almost none of it gives the audience a concrete efficacy pathway. Is emotional content ever useful for durable belief change? Yes, but the emotions that work aren't primarily fear. Anticipated pride, moral identity engagement, and a sense of belonging to people taking meaningful action are better predictors of sustained behavior change than threat level. Aristotle's framework distinguished pathos that opens someone up from pathos that shuts them down. Fear without agency shuts people down. The version of AI risk communication that might actually work looks less like a horror movie and more like an invitation to a problem worth solving. Instead of relying on fear-based short-form content to motivate action, policymakers should invest in interactive fear messaging platforms that allow users to co-create solutions and restore a sense of agency, thereby reducing reactance and building durable engagement. So if scaring people doesn't work, maybe the real question isn't, how do we make them afraid enough? But how do we make them feel powerful enough to act?